Hey there, friends! Well, what I have today to explain is a window sun oven. This concept came to me totally out of the blue. I actually took an extra greenhouse panel that I had and I screwed it onto the outside of my window with the intention of having some passive solar heat gain should I want it. But I don't want to have too much, and overheat my house, so I wanted to be able to shut my window and then not have any heat if I wanted it, or open it and then have the heat come through with the greenhouse panel, because these windows are low E, so they don't really let through heat. So anyway, I screwed that on the window, and then the very next day, about 10 o'clock in the morning, there was this horrible, hideous smell in the house, and I could not figure out what it was. I'm going around, I'm thinking, what did I, you know, did we leave the stove on? Did we burn something? Is there some road work going on outside? What is that smell? Well, I noticed it was worse over here in this area of the house, so I opened the window trying to figure out if it had to do with this, the window, or the greenhouse panel I had just screwed on the window, and sure enough, I opened it, and that horrible, hideous smell was like 10 times worse, just hit me. And shut it. It was horrible. So I figured out what had happened was I screwed it on top of the window with the screen still there. And the area between where the window was and the new greenhouse panel was, that screen inside there was getting so hot from the greenhouse panel that it was actually burning the screen. So I quick took the panel off, took the screen off, and then put it back on. And then I realized, you know, I started getting to think of it, you know, I'm like, if it was that hot in there, you know, I wonder if there was something else I could do with this other than just the solar heat gain. I wonder if, you know, we could put some water in between there and heat some water off the grid or even cook something. And so the wheels started turning. And eventually what I ended up with is I took off the greenhouse panel. I went through my yard and found other greenhouse panels that were left over from my greenhouse build. And I built a little cube box right off of my window. So the top is made from a greenhouse panel. The three sides are made from greenhouse panels, and then the bottom I just made with some plywood. Now right now I have a reflective car shade in the bottom there, and that makes it so that you can cook with it. You know, you can solar cook. I have a pot in there, you can cook. Or if I take out the pot and I decide I don't want to do any cooking, and I want it to be the solar heater, I would just take my car shade and flip that over, and on the other side I actually have it spray painted black. So the reason for the car shade and the two colors is this. When you're solar cooking, you want something reflective so that it draws the heat in, but then it reflects onto the pot so that the pot stays the hottest. When you're going to use it as a solar heater, I flip it over and I don't want to reflect the heat out. I want it to draw the heat into the shade itself, you know, to kind of draw the heat in. And then when I leave this window open, I put these little solar fans on the window itself. I see, you put it in the sun and they immediately start spinning. But anyway, I open the window and I put these little solar fans, I'll show you that in a second, and a little more on that in, you know, a quick second again. And then the heat, you know, the heat rises and then the fans will actually blow the heat inside of the house. So now that I've had a chance to try it out for quite some time now, cooking numerous things, you know, taking different temps and seeing how hot I can get it, you know, seeing how well it works as a window heater, I have really discovered that this is really a useful thing to have. It really does work for both of those purposes very well. I have a couple other sun ovens, and while I really like them, they seem to only mainly work in the summertime. And, you know, here in Colorado, there are different reasons why it would be a lot easier to have it only be inside. Like, say in the summertime, it's wildfire season. Well, outside, the air quality can get really bad when there's a whole bunch of wildfires going. So, you know, being able to solar cook inside your house without having to go out there with all that wood smoke and all that would really be a benefit. Or to those of you out there, you know, who are preparing for any type of a disaster or whatever, you know, I don't mean to be an alarmist here, but this would be a useful thing because you could cook without having to go outside and totally fly under the radar. Also get free solar heat, because with these little solar heaters, or these solar fans, excuse me, that makes this into a solar heater that's completely off-grid. So, yeah, again, I've been trying it out and it's really been working out well. So let me go ahead and, you know, show you how it actually works as I'm using it as a solar heater, and also cook some food with you, and then I'll show you, you know, for yourself, so you can see for yourself that this concept really is working out very well. Very convenient to use. I can just go start some food, do something else in the house, come back, check on it, and stir it just like you would with a normal sun, or excuse me, an oven or a stove, only it's a sun oven and it's right off of my window. So convenient. I'm so excited about this. Okay, let me go ahead and show you. Okay, so here's a quick look at what it looks like when I'm using it as a solar heater. The camera doesn't seem to be picking up very well how fast the blades are moving on the fan. It almost looks like they're barely moving on the camera, but they're actually really moving in person. I don't know why, that's kind of weird. I wish it would show it better. But anyway, so what I did is I flipped over the sunshade. I have it painted black on this side, and then there's the silver on this side, which I only use that side for the solar cooking. And then I have these three little fans that I bought from Amazon. They were $3 each, including shipping, straight from China. And so the quality would be expected for, items of that price range. They are solar, so this makes this completely off-grid. I just clip them onto my window here, and it has a solar panel on one side and then the blades. And then when you put them in the light, see, that's really spinning, but on the camera it doesn't show it as moving at all. Oh well. Anyway, so I clip them on here, and then the sun makes the fans move, and then the air gets pushed from inside here where the air is really, really warm, as you can see, into the room. So it works very well, actually. I really enjoy these fans, even though they are a little bit on the cheap side, and I have had to fix a couple of them. I just had to re-glue, one spot with some super glue when I let my children play with them. You know how kids are. Otherwise, they're really good. No problems with them at all. They actually move quite a good amount of air, considering they're only $3 each and they're completely solar. This is what they look like in their package. Let's see. There you go. Straight from China. They're a little more at the time I'm recording this video than $3, but I definitely think they were worth it. They work really well, and that makes this whole window solar box heater completely off-grid, so works for me. Works just like a little mini greenhouse, except it's right off my window. Greenhouse panels on the sides and on the top of the little solar box here, and then when I want to use it for a solar cooker, I just take off these three fans, take out my thermometer there, put in instead my solar oven thermometer, flip the sunshade over so it's the shiny side, and then put a black pot inside of there to cook. So it works pretty well. Very inexpensive to make. I just made it out of some extra materials I had around in my yard. Very convenient to use right here off of my dining room. So I hope that was helpful. Okay, so here's a quick look at what it looks like from the outside. This is my south-facing window, and it kind of just sticks out from that. I didn't trim the top of the box. I thought an overhang might be helpful to it to keep, water out from it, and I didn't want to cut it anyway, just in case I use these panels for something else in the future. Doubt it, because I really live really liking this thing. And then some supports underneath with the little feet, those little wooden legs. So there's the white board, and then the greenhouse panels on the side. Just looks like a big white box stuck to my window. Okay, so today we're doing the hot water test. Looks like it's about 180 degrees inside. Let's see what the temperature of the water gets to. I just took this out of the sun oven there. I can't focus on it. It won't do it. But anyway, looks like the temperature we were able to get the water to is about 158. And I did use a black tea kettle. Which obviously is a good thing in a sun oven. You gotta make sure you always use black stuff. So I put that in there. I did 1 cup of water and I left it in there for a little while, and we got it to 158 degrees. Pretty good, I think. Too bad I couldn't get it in there, but yeah, it's too well lit. It won't do it. Sorry. Almost 160 degrees is just the right temperature for a cup of green tea. Okay, so now for my next test, I'm going to make some hard-boiled eggs, though of course I'm obviously not boiling them, I'm putting them in the sun oven. My camera keeps messing up. Every time I try to show the sun oven, it just quits working. But anyway, so here I have 5 eggs in a little black pot that I'm going to put inside there. Yeah, it just washes out, it won't show it. But anyway, I'll stick those in there and I'll show you what we get. Okay, friends, I just took an egg out of here and I peeled it just to see if it was done or not, and It looks like it cooks perfectly.
No problems there. Eggs super easy to make in a sun oven.
Okay, so for my next test, we're just gonna do some instant white rice in this little pot here. I have the sunshade flipped over, which kind of makes the camera mess up, but I'll try my best and get this inside the pot. I just put the instant white rice in there. It is very cold. Obviously just regular ordinary tap water, filtered tap water, and some regular ordinary instant white rice. So we're gonna see how long that takes to cook. Okay friends, it's been about 45 minutes, but I can't seem to get the camera to focus on it when it's in the sun oven. It's midday now, so it's like super sunny outside, and it's made it really hard for the camera to be able to focus on it, especially with that shiny car shade in there. So I had to take it out and put it on my kitchen table here, but now that it's not so shiny, the camera will actually take it. So let's go ahead and check out the rice and let's see if it is done. Oh yeah, look at that. No water at all in the bottom of this, and this is totally light and fluffy. And I went from just regular tap water and 45 minutes in the sun oven, and that is hot and ready. Definitely works pretty good. Okay, so for our last demonstration, we're gonna go ahead and make something a little more complicated than the simple stuff that I've made so far. The stuff that takes, you know, half an hour or whatever in the sun oven. Something that takes most of the day. I'm gonna go ahead and make a family dinner. This is a lentil stew. And the way I make mine is with onions, celery, carrots, lentils, salt, pepper, parsley, onion powder, garlic powder, coriander, and cumin. And then, of course, some water. I'm going to go ahead and get that in there, and then we're going to throw it in the sun oven, leave it in most of the day. It's around lunchtime right now, so I'll leave it in there from now until the end of the day, and we'll let it cook that whole time, and then I'll show you what our little dinner here looks like. Okay, so there it is in the sun oven. I'm gonna go ahead and let it cook. It's about noon right now. And after having, you know, made many meals in this before, of course, testing it out very thoroughly before I always test everything before I show it out to everyone, of course, just to make sure it really does work. But anyway, after having tested it, I think that these lentils are gonna take about 5 hours to cook in the sun oven here. It's, again, noon right now, and so I'm thinking around 5 o'clock this will be ready. It's very similar to cooking in a crock pot. Instead of, you know, having to babysit it often, in a crock pot you can just put it in here and forget about it, or if you wanted to, you could stir it a few times or whatever, but that's totally optional. But, of course, things take a little longer in the crock pot, but they turn out very well. So, yeah, it's like a off-grid crock pot. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let this cook for a while, and then I'll show you what it looks like later. Okay, so it's been in the sun oven for about 3 hours. I just thought I would check on it, so let's go ahead and see how it's doing. Open the window, just like opening a... Woo! Warm in there. Just like opening your regular oven. And it will be hot, so be careful. Okay, that looks like it's coming along pretty well. It looks like the onions are definitely cooking pretty good. And the lentils have definitely started to plump some. So I'm just going to go ahead and stir this up, and then we'll keep cooking it for the rest of the 2 hours, and we'll see if it's ready by then. And if not, then I'll let you, of course, know how long it did take. Okay, so it's about 4:30 now, and I'm just checking on it a second time, and I do like to take temps of the food I'm cooking in a sun oven to make sure it's cooking at a safe temperature. And so it looks like we're cooking it at about 165 degrees, which is plenty safe enough for the food safety. So I'll taste these lentils here in a few, and we'll see if they are tender yet. Okay, so here it is all done and dished up. We definitely like ours with a few things added. We like just cheese and sour cream, but that's just our personal preference. And so it is ready to eat, and what would one of my videos be without my taste testers trying it? So go ahead, taste it and see what you think. Mmm. How is it?
Good.
Yeah, I like lentil stew. What do you think?
Good.
Alright. So when you're cooking in a sun oven, you definitely want to make sure you use a thin-walled pot, just like the two I showed you in the video. The silicone one, or this, you know, this one also works well, this little black one, but a thin-walled dark pot. Off-grid cooking, and it heats your home when you're not using it for cooking. I hope you enjoyed this video, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.